Have you ever heard yourself think, there isn't enough time? Or, this is impossible. How will I ever fit it all in? So have I. On today's episode, I dish about standing in my garden 11 years ago as a new mother, the pep talk, the practice, and the understanding that dawned that made time expand for me like an accordion.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome, friends. Today we are talking about time crunches. No, we're talking about how to avoid them or the feeling of them and move intuitively with time. And for me, an obvious place to start on the topic of time crunches is the birth of my first child. I still remember that time period just after I had my firstborn, my son. If you have children, you know that the care and maintenance of a baby is a full-time job. I mean, like, you are needed all the time, 24 hours a day. That is all you do. You feed the baby, you change the baby, you feed yourself so that you can feed the baby, you talk and think about the baby, you swaddle, snuggle, hold, repeat, repeat, repeat. But life also goes on. There are also other things to do. For me, like most moms, those months after my son was born were filled with so many demands and a drastic cut. What I mean is a complete raise, a complete deficit in available time. Or so it felt. It was summer, so not only were there the increased household obligations, more laundry, cooking, etc., but our huge garden was also in full bloom. There was harvesting and food processing to be done. And although I chose to work during psychic readings very little during that time period, I was keen to work more. My work gives me this sense of satisfaction that fuels me in so many ways. So I felt a pressure and a longing to get back to my work, doing readings, writing, etc. That was before I founded my Intuition University programs. Having my first child felt like the start of the time squeeze for me. For me, it was the start of my experience or feeling that there was never enough time to do what I wanted or needed to do. Prior to having children, heck, prior to even having a partner, my husband, I had always moved very intuitively with time. Even then, I had a flexible schedule. I quit working 9-to-5 jobs in the early 2000s. So to manage myself and my work, whether that was work I was doing for other people, freelance writing or project managing, or work I was doing for myself, writing my book or planning and executing workshops on intuition, I moved with flow. I didn't have a rigid daily schedule. In fact, I didn't have a regular daily schedule at all. Prior to having children, I always felt so constrained by rigid, regular schedules. I know that it suits some people, but for me, it just was not how I worked best. So in order to manage my time, I was just always checking in with myself. Maybe it sounds funny or fake, but I would just intuit what time it was to work on something. And that is what I would do. When there was a break in time or something that I had just accomplished, I would always just naturally check in with myself and then move with whatever internal urge surfaced. I had loads of freedom in my schedule by life design. All that changed after I gave birth. I mean, for the obvious reasons I just mentioned, there just wasn't time to do anything other than care for my beloved baby. I remember a woman I know who had a baby around the same time I did. She also had an older child. I remember seeing her in the theater once and she said, "I forgot how much help you need when you have a baby." I agreed that caring for the mother alone is a full-time job just after she gives birth. My husband and I had all these lofty dreams of spending the first 2 weeks, or at least week one, alone with our newborn, really getting to know him, just the three of us. It took us exactly 1 hour to realize that that was a total BS plan and absolutely not going to work for us. I still remember that morning after we got back from the hospital where I had my son. Actually, it was about 1 p.m. when we woke up because we were up all night with said lovely newborn. Immediately upon awaking, I was nursing our son and I was also like, "I'm starving and I need water and I need something to eat like right now. And also I need a decent hot meal, like not just a snack, but also a good hot meal. Where are the diapers? Can you hand me the cream? I can't really reach it while he's nursing." It went on and on. After yet another foray out of our bedroom to get what was required at the moment, my husband walked back into our bedroom, took one look at me, the person who simultaneously needed about 1,000 things and also needed him in the kitchen cooking me a giant hearty meal, stat. I can still remember his face. He looked at me and said, "We're in trouble. We need help." "Agreed," I said. "Call my mom. Ask her to come immediately. Tell her she cannot get here too soon." And bless my mother's heart, that is what she did. So fast forward a little bit in time. We've got a new baby and a full garden and nursing that is happening every hour and a half and so much. I remember sitting outside on a hot day looking at our garden. I had a window of time where my son was asleep and about 1,000 things I wanted to fit into it. I remember thinking in sort of a panicked way, "There isn't enough time. There isn't enough time." And I was thinking about whatever 1,000 things needed to be done around our house, but also feeling that ever-present knock or draw or elusiveness of things that were also me outside of mothering. My writing, my work, things that I loved and I still wanted to do. That was the moment when I sat myself down and had a little pep talk with myself. First, I checked in. Is that really true? I asked myself. Is it true that there is no longer enough time for me to do what I need to do in this life? Because that is how it felt. Not just like, I don't have time to fold the clothes, but if I don't have time to fold the clothes, and let's be honest, I wouldn't have been pining for time to fold the clothes. So let's say if I don't even have time to process the tomatoes from the garden, how am I ever going to have time for the things that are important to me? The books that I want to write, the things that I want to do with my life. My question of, is this true? Is it true that I no longer have enough time? Was followed by my thought, that can't possibly be true. It is not true that suddenly now I don't have enough time or life force to do what I am here on earth to do what is required or needed of me. It can't possibly be true that I don't have enough time to achieve what I desire or need to do because I am a mother. These are just the circumstances of my life now. Of course there is enough time. It just feels different than it did before. Because I was feeling a shortage of time and not sure how to put it all into the time that was allotted to me, I started to use a practice that was inspired by something I had read in a book years before. The book is The Architecture of All Abundance by Lynedra Carroll. In it, she tells this brilliant story about her daughter, Jewel, discovering that she wanted to be a songwriter. Jewel was feeling like she had better get a demo ready and ASAP as soon as she discovered that. But her mother told her something akin to, since we don't currently know where or who to contact or how to accomplish getting you a demo this moment, this day, easily, it must be time to do something else. So what time is it now? I'm greatly paraphrasing her story here, but upon asking themselves, what time is it now? They felt the answer was, it's time to play music. If you are now certain, Jewel is now certain that what she wants to do is to play music, then that is what is needed. That is what to do. In the end, by doing just that, playing music in local coffee shops, Jewel had a record label approach her and invite her to make a demo, which they said she could use for whatever she wanted. She could use it to other studios, etc., and they would record it at their studio and expense. It's a great story. So there I was, the summer of 2011, standing in my backyard with a sleeping baby in the house and a to-do list of things that needed to be accomplished about a mile long. And realistically, an hour or two at tops to do them in. So after giving myself a thorough sort of shoulder shake talk of, it cannot possibly be true that you don't have enough time. It cannot be that because you are a mother, you can no longer accomplish your life goals. So, what time is it now, Aimee? Right now. In essence, it was, by inspiration of Lynedra's words, of what time is it now, a return for me of something that I did naturally when I was a single person in the world, an inward turn in order to discover an outward action. So especially during those first few months of my son's life, whenever I noticed myself feeling this like, oh my gosh, there isn't enough time feeling, I would give myself a mental check-in and pep talk. I would let go of those thoughts that there wasn't enough time and the weight of all of that that I felt pressing on me. And instead, I would ask myself, what time is it right now? I learned to fit all kinds of things into what had previously felt like a vacuum for anything other than feeding and changing a baby, or maybe folding a basket of laundry. Ugh. I got really good at accomplishing big things in tiny increments. I would just go with whatever came up when I asked myself, what time is it right now? Just like I did intuitively for all of those years before to having children. Sometimes the answer was write an email. Sometimes the answer was prep dinner. Sometimes the answer was put my clothes away. Who knows? It was everything and all the time. Doing it in this manner, in this intuitive way, with this questioning, allowed me to accomplish all the things. All of the things that were necessary. It was amazing how time would expand with this question and my leaning in to whatever the answer was at that time. I began to completely let go of trying to figure it all out and just return again and again to asking myself, what time is it right now? As I'm saying it right now, it reminds me of a moment of time when I was a senior in college. And at that same time, my mom, who had just a little bit left to do her degree when she quit doing it to have myself and my brother. She, at that time, when I was a senior in college, she was back in college to finish her degree. And I remember her calling me once and we were having this conversation and she was, to my memory, I remember her just being overwhelmed of like the same thing that we're talking about now. How am I going to get it all in? I have like all of these things going on. And of course, she also had a full-time job and was doing that particular tremendously courageous thing of going back to school as an adult, a grown adult with grown kids and a full-time job and studying also. I remember this conversation and she was telling me all the stuff and, oh my God, how am I ever going to get it all done, etc. And because I had been in school by that point for 4 years, this was my senior year of college, I had, you know, more extensive experience with it for the last 4 years. And I remember telling her, Mom, you can't think about it. You can't think of all the things. You just have to do what's next on the list. Essentially, this practice that I developed with the inspiration of Lenedra's words of asking myself, what time is it right now, is akin to that of letting go of the list in some way. And what happens is miraculously, it all gets accomplished. It's astounding and delightful every time and seems impossible when you are staring in the face your 1,000 things long or mile long or 2 mile long or whatever list about what you should be doing. And yet it happens. So for me, recognizing that it wasn't true that I did not have enough time made a huge impact on me, even that alone. It also gave me a practice and a way to return to moving intuitively with time instead of focusing on the giant list. It also helped me relax more deeply into knowing that, for instance, even though in that time when my son was tiny, I wasn't able to move anything giant. I wasn't able to move anything. I wasn't able to move barely anything forward in my work and career during those times. It wasn't because I wasn't going to move in the future. because these things weren't going to happen at all. It was just because it wasn't time for that now or then, as the case is in this example. I had a baby mouth to feed and care for. And like Jewel's demo tape, just because it wasn't time for career movement or progress then didn't mean that there wouldn't be time for it later. It would simply organically evolve and happen when the time was right for that. I am years out from those moments of having my first child. My psychic reading practice is in full play again and has been for years. And I'm years out even from starting to teach successful multi-month intuition and empath programs. I just launched my first on-demand program for empaths. I have more books in the works, speaking events on the horizon, etc. You get the picture. And it all came about with me moving organically and intuitively with time. It's allowed me to mother my children and my projects and be aware of and continue to meet the needs of my soul. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are talking about a practice that helps time expand. It helps you get it all done. That moment of my first talking to with myself in my summer garden was 11 years ago. I have been using this practice ever since. In years past, I've found it especially useful around the holidays, which is why I am offering it to you now. Over time, I have shifted my own life to nullify what I used to feel as this crazy hamster wheel this time of year. Like I mentioned in the last episode, this time of year, I think like all animals, I want to rest. I want to sleep more. I want to relax by the Christmas lights. Every night when I put my children to bed, my son asks me, "What are you going to do tonight, Mom?" Meaning after he and his sister go to bed. More and more at this time of year, I respond, "I'm going to get in bed. I may read for a bit." Or simply, "I'm going to bed, actually." Because that is what my body wants. I can't stand the false or what feels like a very misaligned to me with the season, ramping up of events and obligations that this time of year used to present to me. So, for example, I do my Christmas shopping early. Like this year, I had it all done by December 2nd. Because I hate that feeling that I've got to go somewhere or accomplish something on a deadline when all my body really wants to do is relax, knit, and listen to some Christmas tunes by the fire. Last night, we had some friends over playing cards, and somehow the subject came up where we were talking about backpacking. Actually, our friends, Henry and Beth was telling us a story about how her daughter, June, who is a beloved of ours as well, has this way that she does backpacking. So when she's taking a really long backpacking trip, she stops every hour. And even if she's not tired, she stops every hour, takes off her backpack, sits down, drinks some water, has some snacks, and rests maybe for like 10 minutes before she goes on. And in this way, she allows herself to stay fresh. The backpacking doesn't go on and on, even if it is miles long. There's always a rest and a break. That reminded me of my stepmom, who always says, "I don't take naps, I take breaks." And she will. She will, during the course of her day, she will stop what she's doing and she will get cozy on the couch, put a blanket over her. She'll have her phone and do a puzzle or whatever it is that she wants to do. She has fun things that she, games that she likes to do on her phone. So she, instead of taking a nap, and more importantly, instead of going and going and going until burnout, she stops to take a moment to rest in the same way that June does this backpacking. I think it's good, thoughtful practice for this time of year because it can feel like this long haul. So if you are still in the moment of time in your life where it speeds up this time of year in December and you feel as though you have so many things that are on the list, obviously, I recommend pausing and asking, what time is it right now? But I also recommend stopping and taking breaks, like my stepmother does, whose name is Teresa, by the way, like June does. Okay, so when I think on the nature of time now, it feels like time is shaped like an accordion. Sometimes it seems like it's all stacked together. Events, obligations, needs, desires. But when you take space, when you give yourself a breather, when you ask yourself, what time is it right now? You discover the pockets in between, the ones that you couldn't see for looking at your list, the folds of the accordion that actually do provide the space that you need to do whatever it is that you need to do. I am wishing the recognition and the experience of those folds of time for you this December. I suggest if you get overwhelmed, you ask yourself, like Lenedra and Jewel did all those years ago, and like myself and my Own Your Intuition program students still do, what time is it right now? And see what you discover. Please feel free to reach out with your stories. I would love to hear. You can find me on Instagram at Aimee Cartier or send me a message through my website, AimeeCartier.com. This is Aimee Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. The other day, I heard Glennon Doyle say on her We Can Do Hard Things podcast, give us some stars on your podcast app if you liked what you heard. If you didn't, don't worry about it. I thought that was so funny. So I'm asking you to do the same. Please, if you love what you heard, give me some stars and share it with your friends if you love it. It helps spread the word. So thank you for being here with me today. As always, I've got some freebies for you on my website. My free audio entitled, What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. And I've got a new offering for empaths. It's called Empath, How to Tell if What You Feel Belongs to You. And of course, a new on-demand, not free, but not expensive, Empath Core Tools program. All these links and more in today's show notes. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.